Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here with one of my favorite colleagues, Janet Krebs, KREB like in boy, S, and we're at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic today, Janet, please tell us about one project you're up to and how people can connect with you.
One project?
Just
Whoo!
one, Janet.
Actually, we'll land with the book is in editing, and I would expect it to be released within the next 2 months.
And can we have that title?
No, because that's going to be the absolute last thing, but it will be something similar to Parenting is Leadership. I'm elevating all parents, giving you all a raise so that you can feel confident to step into that role as a leader.
And how can people connect with you?
Always Janet Krebs, just all over social, just either .com or LinkedIn or Facebook. It's very simple.
Okay, and you can
Just the
find
space.
me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. And Janet knows that I thoroughly enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills and also to enhance their confidence. And I do this with my body knowledge system and also my experience owning, creating, and managing several profitable businesses. And today, Janet has graciously accepted my invitation to do a practice from my new book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur: How to Navigate Your Style for Better Business Success. So, Janet, what I would like you to do is first think of a challenge. It could be business, it could be personal, it could be about your animals in the house, it could be anything. And also, if you have a paper and a pencil or a pen nearby.
Always.
Always see. Janet is prepared. I can't take it. Okay, so what would be a challenge just coming up right now for you?
Plane travel.
Whoa, juicy. Okay. Now, it is juicy. In my new The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, we navigate four styles, one, two, three, four. So one of them is organized. You might want to write this down, organized. Another one is spontaneous. That's a long one. Another one is inspirational. And a fourth one is analytical. Now, this is not in any order: organized, inspirational, spontaneous, analytical. So, with this challenge of yours, what would be your dominant style to solve it?
Well, if they are as we understand them, as far as definitions go, because I'm sure in the book you go through a beautiful
Whatever
explanation.
you think they are, and thank you. Yes, I do. Of course, it's a beautiful definition.
I would say, well, probably a lot. There's probably a combination, but first off, would be organized because that's what I can control. And then maybe spontaneous because you're at the mercy of an entire industry. And I would have to remain spontaneous to kind of roll with the flow. That's how I'm understanding that.
Yes, and I love the way you're understanding it. So, going through the scenario, if you could get a little bit more specific about this plane travel, a story of something that happened to you, and how were you organized or spontaneous?
Perfect. I actually just traveled, and because I'm a speaker, and so I was actually in Boise, Idaho, which there's no easy way to get there from where I live in Indiana. So it's a couple of trips. And so I am neurotically organized in what I've packed. I pack in Geranimals. Remember that when we were young? I do that for myself so I don't overpack. Anyway, so I'm packed. I've got my documents. I've got everything in order. I've got everything printed so I don't have to pull out my phone for anything other than a boarding pass and all of that. And then the industry decides that they're going to be delayed, or you know, they're going to leave late. You know, we should be so shocked, right? And so then, right? And so then it's the, okay, what does this look like? How do I spend my time? And what will I need to do when I get there? So like there's probably like a hybrid, right? Organized and spontaneous. Well, oh, I wasn't expecting to have such a short time to get from one plane to the next. So rather than lollygagging and being able to take my time, I'm going to have to reorganize my time, get off of here and try and figure out where I'm going in the connection. So it's like, I think, do we wax and wane through each of them? That would be an easy example, perhaps.
No, I'm enjoying the story, but it's about you acknowledging your spontaneity with going with the flow and being organized like you always enjoy being. Because when we do have challenges, Janet, maybe if we do acknowledge our style, it's easy just to go through it.
Yeah. And yes, and great speaker tip. I think for me also, it has a lot to do with letting go of the expected outcome.
Oh no, how could you do that?
Well, that's the spontaneity. It's like, this is what I thought it was going to be. This is not what it's going to be. And now I just have to go for the, you know, go with the flow. So that's that for me, that's been a journey for the last probably decade, letting go of the control and releasing from an expected outcome. But it's really cool when you can allow yourself to do it.
Well, I thank you for your story. I know you're going to embrace your spontaneous, organized style. And with that said, after you've told this story, how does it feel in your body? I mean, does it give you energy to know this?
I am a self-awareness junkie. I'm a personal development junkie. So I would say that is just a very playful, fun way to just put a label and to put the behavior in a bucket. So how does it make me feel? Playful. It makes me feel playful.
And no, you've been very animated, but you're always animated. That's what I love about you. And yeah, fun. So with that said, before we wrap up, Janet, tell people how they can connect with you, please. Specific. Where can they best find you?
Probably on LinkedIn, actually.
Hey, Janet Krebs, K-R-E-B like in boy, S. Anything else before I tell them about myself?
No, please. It's your show, darling.
You could find me at Body.
What are you feeling right now? Organized, spontaneous, inspirational, or how are you feeling?
All of the above, all the time. Bodyawe, bodyawe.com. And Janet, I will see you again soon. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always a pleasure.